Welcome to the ToRead.net podcast. This is your host, Terry Yule, and I'm pleased that you have joined us. These podcasts feature interviews, sound clips, and other items of interest for members of the Double Read community. Now, let's enjoy the musicians, the music, and the wonderful art of Double Reads. Yeah. I noticed reading your biography that you studied with Klaus Thunemann.
Yes,
can you tell me about what it was like to be in the Thunemann studio?
Yeah, it was a very
landmark.
Hallmark. It's divided my career before and
after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was young. I was 21,
mm-hmm.
Thunemann is a very severe professor, and he is a wonderful, brilliant.
Yes.
Professor. I owe so much to him, but I also suffered a little, yeah, to fit and to wrap. Sometimes we Latin Americans or Latins in general, we have this temper, yeah, you know.
Okay.
The sentimental, the feelings are very,
yes,
very noticeable. Yeah, and
he was much more strict.
Narrow. Sometimes we want to play things very virtuoso and very fast, and sometimes we don't give the attention that technique deserved.
Yes.
And for me, of course, Thunemann is expressive performer. But it was good at that time that my technique was very good guided, you know,
sure.
Oriented. Yeah,
sure.
That was very important for me to do.
He always
at that time he always told me I should play with more mind, brain, more brain, and less heart. Yeah, you know.
How many were in the Thunemann studio?
Perhaps 15 at that time.
Okay,
but
competitiveness?
Perhaps a bit.
Okay.
You know, that I would say that there are a lot of lovely people there, and someone are not lovely, you know. And
what was the repertoire that you worked on with Thunemann? Was it studies or only solo work? Were there scales, arpeggios?
You know, as I said, my technique was not so well, strictly oriented, good,
yes,
or well oriented. So we worked a lot with scales, and I am using the same method with my students now, because we work in a way that doing variations with scales and arpeggios, and everything by heart.
Yes.
A bit improvising that, several articulations too. And also a bit of some methods like Milde, which is very traditional, and also Bozza or sometimes Giampieri.
With the Milde, is it the scales and chords?
Basic letters, sometimes also
the
concert studies too. But also at a certain point, obviously, we gave more attention to repertoire and did all this important things, the Weber pieces and Mozart, Hummel, Tanzmann, or Saint-Saëns, or Jolivet, all this stuff. Yeah.